老的话，
那个人是
学的
lovely pattern, I told him. He's just a little bit nervous, you see. I just want to talk to you just now. Don't be excited. Now, we are strangers. I don't know you. I don't believe I've ever seen you in all my life. But we're strangers, and we're here trying to, I am trying to be God's servant.To do something with the gift of God that would help you to believe God. You understand that? And if I can do that by God's divine gift, I will feel then as much has been accomplished. Now you're suffering, you're sick, and.Of course, Jesus healed you back 1900 years ago. But it'll have to be something to quicken your faith to bring you up into that place where you can accept it. Now, many read on the Bible here and they say, yes, the Lord said this. Now, that's the word of the Lord, isn't it? That's the word of the Lord. Now, that is to the masses and multitudes. It's God's word, and we must believe that because it is God's word.Then that's to the multitude. Now, then if he should take me as his servant, and he never spoke this directly to you, but it's just the same as directly to you. But he never said, Mr. So-and-so at a certain age and a certain time, but then he has a prophetic gift that he's sending to his church in these last days to stimulate the faith of the people. Then if he should speak to me,That would be secondarily, but it would be his word just the same. Now, to doubt this written word would be sin. And to doubt his spoken word would be sin. Now, you must be prepared in all your preparations to believe. And if you do not believe, I just step out of line, because you're sure you'd be worse off than you ever was in all your life. See?Or he said, go in. What no more? That's disbelief. Unbelief is sin. Go in, sin no more, let the worst thing come upon you. You wasn't talking about some immoral act. You talk about your unbelief. He that believeth not is condemned already. See? And if your unbelief is what condemns you. God don't send you to hell because you're a sinner. He sends you to hell because you reject your provision made for heaven.You just reject that. You don't have to do a thing to go to hell. Only thing you do is just reject Jesus. Just fail to believe his word. That's all you have to do. These statements always put a question mark across that. But that is just the death of all. I guess you wonder why I'm sorry. I can feel that impact. A face moves. Just be ready as it's getting near me.Now the angel of the Lord is coming near this platform right now. I can feel it moving down. It's coming from this side, right this way. Right down this way. Now be ready. I trust that before this service is closed, he'll appear visibly. Now he will before certain people. Sometimes it's before masses and multitudes. But remember the wise man, what did they see in the college of Jesus? Nobody else saw it.They passed out over the observatory, every planetarium, is that right? And every city had a planetarium. They set time to the stars, is that right? And isn't it strange that then wise one went right through city after city, following the star, that even the star gazers and the men in the planetarium and telling the time and never saw nothing of it? They were looking for it. That's what it's that. You get what you expect. Little mother...I sent this speak to you just a second now again. You're aware that something's going on. That's the phenomenon that's moving in. Now, if this audience that they might see, and a woman of your age would have no right to say anything wrong, but what would be true? Now, if there's a feeling that's moving to you now, warm, wealth and sweet glory. Isn't that right? If it is, raise up your hand. I think the angel of the Lord is at the platform now. And your faith is beginning to pull you just away. It's a little bit hard to call the audience here. This impact stepping out against you this way, moving down with faith up there and moving, you see, which is causing a little interference. But that's all I see. It's just like a radio dial. It's just everywhere. But you're suffering with some kind of a, it's in the lower organ. I see an examination of something going on there. It's in the bladder, isn't it? It's the bladder. It's a cancer, mother, on the bladder. You have other way on the suit on you. Heart trouble. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Mother, a whole lot.
Yes.
I see you trying to get your breath catching like that. You do that much, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Wearing kind of light, second looking dress when you were doing that.
Yeah,
I know. All right. You're a stranger here, dear. You're not from this place, are you?
No.
You come from Pennsylvania, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
A little city, a lot of trees and things around. Isn't that true? Mother, come here. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray thee to be merciful to our dear sister, to heal her of this hideous demon that's trying to take her life. May it leave her and never return. May this great pressure against her poor heart grant God that she'll have many more happy days. Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, come out from the woman. We curse you as Christian believers in the name of the Lord Jesus that you depart from this woman going out of darkness and bother her no more. Now, just a moment. Yes, Mother dear. It has left you. You go back to Pennsylvania and you rejoice. I see another, either city you're from, again, starts with a P, doesn't it?
Yes.
Now, I say, how are you going on, doing? Let us say, praise be to God, who are Lord Jesus Christ, who gives us the victory now. We have now. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. We have believed this report. And we are in Christ Jesus, and therefore there's no condemnation. God is working. All right, everyone real reverent. And yes, the man's death. They earn it there. Everyone dying. Almighty God, author of life, giver of every good gift, send thy blessing upon this our brother. Satan's done this evil to him and wanting to cause him to be hurt. But thou art the Lord to make him every whit whole. Grant, Lord, that this spirit that binds thee, may it leave him, may it come out. Give thy servant faith over you. Thou demon of deafness, deafening the ears of this man, I come in a challenge of faith in the name of Jesus Christ. You can hold this man any longer. Come out of him in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. All right, raise your head. A man's perfect. You hear me?
Yes. Say
now.
Amen.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Now, what I say whispered, then you say it out loud.
Amen.
Amen. You say it out loud what I whispered to you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me.
He does that. Let's say praise the Lord like this. Everybody think about this. The Bible said in all the people, give glory to God. Perfect condition. Perfectly. Many times you notice in deaf people, it's a challenge. They can hear. And you have to, with predominating faith, go in there. You enter into another line of, well, there's no need to try and explain it because you can't do it. It's in a flow in another world. Just believe, that's all. Have faith in God. God will grant you all of it. Everyone real reverent. Look here. What causes death? See? There's several things can do it. But you know, if you go to the doctor, you'd examine your ears, you'd say, now here, for instance, you'd say the nerve in the eardrum is dead. Well, doctor, what killed the nerve? I don't know. The only thing I know is what I can see. Well, I know that the nerve you cut is dead in the eardrum. Or what killed the nerve? I don't know. What if you kill it all over his body? Like if there's a transparent vein around my hand, and you couldn't see it, my hand turns black and blue and swell up, or a doctor might come and say, now, if your circulation stops from here, well, what stops it? It's transparent, you can't see it. I don't know. You can't feel it? That's the only thing that anyone can work on, is what you can hear or feel that some of the senses will declare. Now here's what it is. It's the devil. Now Jesus said it was. You believe him? He's in the Bible terms. He said when the deaf spirit come out of a man, he could hear it. The deaf spirit. And if the doctor can tell why that nerve is dead, why the demon sitting on him? It's cut off the hearing of that ear. Now if I wanted my hand to receive life again, it's a loose transparent bone here. Circulation, if nature's not hindered, why, it'll function all right. Is that right? Well, that transparent band's got everything cut off, and so nature can function. Move the band, it won't, might not be well right then, but it'll get well. You understand? And if the devil is gone out, the man can hear. That nerve becomes active again. See? And the Bible said it was a spirit. When the deaf and dumb spirit went out of a man, he could speak and hear. Is that right? All right. How did you sit there? I want... Which one of these is this? This one? All right. Sorry, I didn't see you as I was talking, and I didn't know if she was the one to come up. Now, we are strangers also, aren't we? I do not know you, but you're a little excited just now. I'm not reading your mind, but see, everything's running through you. You're wondering. You're Christian. And I want you just to try to be just looking, just try to let every nerve settle. For I'm here by God's grace to help you to get well. And of course, I see you're wearing glasses. And that's one thing that's wrong with you. Of course, the audience sees you got glasses on. But in just a few moments, maybe the Holy Spirit will speak to me and tell me something concerning it. And I'll talk to you just a little while. Perhaps maybe in talking to people, and you can't with everyone, because it's something that breaks through. I mentioned glasses just a few moments ago, and I felt that, you know, even a little thing like that, the Holy Spirit's just sensitive. It'll move back. There's something else wrong, and I can see that now. That's not what it is. But God does know what it is. And now, He is able to reveal it to me, if He will. And then if I talk to you a little while and just kind of catch the feeling of your spirit, then whatever is wrong, God will show me what is wrong. And you believe that, don't you, sister?
Okay.
Your trouble is in your stomach. Isn't that right?
Okay.
Yes, it's the stomach trouble. It's bothering. And I see a lump, or it's a tumor.
Yes.
Say that tumor's in the stomach. That's where the trouble's at. It's a tumor in the stomach. Is that real?
Yeah, I know.
Yes, sir.
I never go.
Say, don't you have some kind of a diabetic condition too?
Yes.
That's right. You do. Say, I see some time ago you were healed of a blood disease. I seen that blood change back. I see a big meaning. You were rejoicing, happy. You were at a meeting where there was many people. I see lots of people, but it must have been years ago. You lived longer. And it was the night you received the Holy Ghost. Years, some time ago. Is that true?
Yes, heard it is.
All right, so you may go off the platform now. Well, Jesus Christ makes it you. Everyone say praise the Lord. I appreciate that audience when it goes in. I couldn't tell what it was. The people were screaming and going on in the meeting. If the audience could be reverent just at that time and hear what they're talking about. Now, the lady is going to get well. She's going to be all right. She's going to be sick after this. In about 72 hours, she'll get awful sick. Maybe vomit a while. But don't worry. She'll vomit up. That's the growth that's in her stomach. She'll be all right. Have faith. What do you think up there in the audience? Do you believe that at all? Yes. Have you faith? All right. But don't fear. Only believe. And God will bring you to pass whatever you desire in your heart. Believe when you pray, believe you receive it. And you shall have. Is that what Jesus said? Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive it, and you shall have. You believe it up here?
Yeah.
All right. Come on. He is the lily of the valley, the morning star, the root and offspring of David. See, he's both the root and offspring of David. He that was, which is, he shall come, the Alpha Omega, that's A and B, beginning and the end. He that was dead and is alive forevermore. He's just got so many titles to read. It's calling Jesus, isn't it? That's all he is. And he is the Son of God. And he died one day for you and I and the sins of this world. And his blood was shed on Calvary. And that holy, unadulterated blood. Mary knew nothing about any man. God Jehovah moved over Mary and created a blood cell in her womb that brought forth the Son of God. You believe that?
Yes, I do.
Then he shed that blood, which every baby is the blood of its father. Not of its mother, of its father. The blood cell comes from the male sex. And that had to be in that case, because God is the Father of Jesus Christ, and his blood is holy, unadulterated blood, and he offered that to God, and as in a place of our sinful blood, born in sin by our confession, God transforms all of our sins on him, and he paid the price, and we're free. Isn't that wonderful? And the thing just as sure as God raised him out of the grave, sitting at his right hand tonight, making intercessions upon our confession, that same God has promised before the covenant that we that are in Christ Jesus, born into that body, shall come forth in that body to be his bride. And as God taken from Adam a rib and made Eve out of it, he's taken from the side of Christ and made the church out of it. And we together are walking the paradise of God someday, whenever you want to.
Yes.
And you won't have stomach trouble there, and you haven't got it anymore now. So eat what you want to. You had all these in the stomach, and there it's gone. He ain't even want to, Mother. Your faith has made you right. Let's say praise the Lord. All right. Come on. Oh, what a glorious feeling moving from that audience. Such a marvelous faith. Looks like just anything could happen. Just looking here, friends, how would we have to have a two dozen come up here in a cell? it shouldn't be. If one person, if it's proven to be the truth, then that settles it. And God would let me tell you part truth and not the rest of the truth. He wouldn't stand for that. God is all truth. And whenever I tell you the same God that you're revealing this is by a spiritual gift that he has given to me to vindicate his presence with you all. And just as he is willing to heal here, he's willing to, that's his attitude towards every one of them. Every one of them. He's just as willing. He never died just for this person or that person or that person. He died for all of them. Praise be to God. He died to make all of you well. And then his attitude is just as dear to you. His is just as same to you. He loves you just as much as he does that colored sister was just here just now. I just tell me something. He loves you just as much as he did Congressman Upshaw. He has been crippled for 66 years in this evening. He loves you just as much as Florence Nightingale, who owned that cancer over her stomach and was drowned for probably 30 pounds of weight or 35. And now weighs 155 or 60 pounds. His attitude towards you with cancer is just the same as hers. If God can heal one person here with cancer, he can heal every one of you with cancer. And he has healed every one of you that's got cancer. The only thing he has to do is just accept it. And I am just his servant here in a vindication that he, through his grace, might come down on me and speak through this channel and to vindicate his presence with you. He isn't dead. He isn't in the grave. Neither is he on the cross. But he's with you, even in you, and will be until the end of the age. Yeah? Now that is truth. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. See? If you know the truth. Now that is the truth. If I speak these things, here stands a woman. I don't know you. I never seen you in my life. Know nothing of you. Well then, you just got a prayer card out there and you're called in line, here you stand. Is that right? Now if there's anything, if I can tell you what gift of disease that you have in your body, then that ought to prove to this audience that if the truth comes from God. Is that right? Now, if looking this away out in this audience, if God will reveal to me what's wrong with this lady here, will you believe it? And will you accept it before you know that he's the high priest of your confession? But he has this right hand of Father to make intercession for anything that you confess he's done. It's all of yours. The checkbook's in your hand. Everything that heaven owns is yours. You've got a checkbook. The only thing you have to do is say, I believe it. I'll sign my name here. It's mine. So why don't I believe it? Testifying of it. And you'll get well. See? Amen. I say that once in a while to kind of make myself a little stronger so I can go longer. All right, sisters. If God will reveal to me what's wrong with you, he's telling you, you know his presence is close enough to make you well. Is that right? All right, what about the kidney trouble you have?
Okay,
go off the platform and go. Just say praise be to God. And now, her only weakness there is from the Holy Spirit standing there. You've seen it happen, wrapping her up. That's the reason I know as soon as I looked at her again, I know what was wrong with her. All her face is moving right in, you see. I could feel it pulling from me. I was getting weaker and weaker. She was healed of that while she was standing here, you see. I knew what could happen. Do you believe? Up in the audience there, you believe? That's fine. God bless you. You out of here believe? Oh, how wonderful. Nothing here. All right, that's wonderful. All right. Now, here's another lady. I don't know her, but she's a Christian, and she has faith. She's a believer, and God can reveal to me what's wrong with the woman. If he can reveal what's wrong with this woman, he can reveal what's wrong with that woman, or that person, or this one here, or that one up there, or over here, wherever. Is that right? It's wherever you set your mind and watch. It would take place. Do you believe that? That's faith. But this, sister, do you believe me as God's prophet? You do? What if I told you that tumor would pass from you? Would you believe it? All right, go and believe it, you call it. Let's say praise be to God. only thing you have to add is faith. You see that, Mother?
Yeah.
With all your heart? You had heart trouble, didn't you? All right, stand on your feet. Jesus Christ is healed. That's right. The lady in the black, all that's right. You see your healing, sister. It's over now. You can go. Go home be well. Amen. Have faith in God. Oh, how I love him. Oh, how wonderful. How wish you could feel that glorious feeling here. Not only is the angel of the Lord here tonight, but the Holy Spirit's here. Or the angel of the Lord, it seems to me, is kind of settled. But the Holy Spirit makes the people rejoice and happy, you see. And that's what does it. Oh, how wonderful. His ways are past finding out, aren't they? He lives, I know he lives. He lives within my heart. How do you do, sister? This type of person that once believing, you believe. It's kind of hard for you to see it. You do a lot of worrying about things, cross bridges before you get to them, build castles that never come to pass. Because that's your nature. But if you will believe me as God's prophet, you do, all right, the diabetes will leave you. You can go home and be well. You believe that? Go ahead. And if you have belief, you can receive. I'll bless you in the name of the Lord. Let's say praise be to God. Now, before I look at this woman, I can tell there's something tearing at her right now. A woman's got something seriously wrong. How do you do, sister? What did I say? Death. Now, why? I'm not sure. Just a moment. Answer to you. Everyone reverent and bow your head. Almighty God, author of life, giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon this poor mortal, knowing that she can't stay here much longer unless you help her. Free her, Lord, give her days of freedom yet, if she dies now. But may the Spirit of God come upon her and help her and bless her. Satan, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I ask that you come from this woman. Come out of her. I assure thee to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of her. Get it out. You're all right now. There you are. You okay now? You had cancer too, didn't you? You go off the platform rejoicing and be made well. You had your hearing and your healing. So let's give God praise, everybody. Let's give God praise. And everything. Thank you. But if you're just only have faith now, the believer is gone. It's gone now. Just keep her waiting on believers and things. Doctors just told her there was no hope at all. They give her up. What's this? She was dead, but now she hears. Oh my. Just as sure as the death spirit went from her, the cancer life went from her. And she's going to live. Because Christ lives in her place to make intercession for her. At the right hand of the Father, God Almighty. Oh, come. Believe us down here. With all your heart.
With all my heart.
As were your troubles, that was in your heart. You had heart trouble. Is that right? I want you to put your hand on my hand. I want you to say, Lord Jesus, I accept you as my healer for heart trouble right now.
God, I accept you as my healer from her heart trouble right now.
In the name of Jesus Christ, receive your blessing. At the platform of rejoicing, hey, praise the Lord. Say, sir, you had the same thing, didn't you? That's just one off the platform. You got help and help.
Praise the Lord.
Let's say, praise the Lord. God is here. He's all omnipotent. The healer of every disease. The Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end. Once in a while, I keep seeing the Spirit of God hang over a lady over there with a red dress on, sitting right down there. I don't know what it is, but she's either been blessed or healed or something. If the lady's sitting there with a red dress on, it keeps moving out and hangs over. I don't know what it is. All right. Are you a Christian lady? Oh, you've been healed? Well, that's what it is. Amen. I don't remember. These things, they tell me what happens in the meeting. It seems to me like I dreamed it or something. And right now, if this audience could only know how I felt. My pen feels larger, my lips feel thick, and when that spirit comes down, I just have to listen to myself to see what I'm saying. It isn't me, it just takes the whole service, you see. It does the talking, not me. I have nothing to do with it. All right, be reverent, everyone. Believe with all your heart, God will bring it to pass. How do you do, sister? My, I believe you're nice to another. You have a wonderful feeling for your spirit. The moving seems to be so welcome. Has it been suffering for quite a bit? Had an old trouble that's bothered you a long time, and the one I'm speaking of. And you've also got a tumor, you've been by with heart trouble, but Jesus makes you whole right where you stand. Your accepting of it is what does the work for you. You're evil, going off the platform of life. Just a little still faith, just enough that she was under kind of the influence. She didn't know what was taking place all at once, but she said, I didn't talk to her no more than what I did. Lots more to her life, but I'm sure she understands. Jesus told the woman at the well, just such give God praise. She's just coming out of it now. I don't know what's all right. Let's say praise the Lord. Everybody ready? You come sit there. Good evening. He's certainly wonderful, isn't he? To think that he would come down here and do these things for us and bring yourself present. See, I can do nothing of myself. I am just his servant. And if I would say that I would do that, I'd be telling something wasn't true. But I cannot do that. I have no control of it. I do not control it. It controls me. It's the one who leads me and tells me. Now, we are sinners, I believe. All through your life, you've had a hunger, haven't you? And now here in these days that you're coming to now, yes, I see something coming before me. It says, oh yes, you have a stomach trouble, don't you? Isn't that right? You've never served God like you wanted to. You've never entered into that place that you've hungered and thirsted for. Isn't that right? Do you want to receive Him? May the Lord Jesus heal you and fill you with His Spirit until your heart is bubbling over with His grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask it. Amen. Go on, honey. Be sister in the name of Jesus. Let's say praise the Lord. Faith in God. It's such a pull of grace that I see here. I honestly, my dear brother and sister, if you would just enter into that other dimension, enter that room, just don't think about how sick you are. If you just move on up in there to God, where you can touch Him, something's going to happen in a few minutes. If you just get up there, see, and believe now, have faith. Believe with all your heart. God is here to bring it to pass. There's somebody right in there pulling on something, right? In that way, I can't pay for it yet, but my attention just keeps pulling up into that sphere right up in there. If somebody praying, but it's so much between me, I can't locate who you are. Have faith. Now when I said that, it changes and comes over on this side. Here it is pulling from here. Believe. Do you? What if the Holy Spirit was sure to just tell you what was wrong with you, Mother? Would you believe it?
Yes.
All right. Your heart trouble's gone.
Oh,
let's say praise be to God. Just how like simplicity. Look, live, and believe. Just have faith now. Believe that God is and a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Do you believe that with all your heart? All right. Oh, I feel right now in her ears, she's got spirit on. Almighty God, author of life and giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon this woman and heal her. Thou art here, Lord, and this devil knows that his time has come. This woman entering into this sphere of faith here, he knows that he's got to lose. He can't hold her any longer. Thou death spirit, come out of her. In the name of Jesus Christ, I charge thee to leave the woman. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? This was in your ear that's been deaf all that time. Can you hear me? Amen.
Amen.
I love the Lord.
I love the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus loves
me. Jesus loves
me. Amen. You are healed, sister. Yes. On your Lord and your God. Let's say praise be to God. How marvelous. That's it. You with your hand up, what do you think about it? You want me to say something to you, didn't you? I'm not reading your mind. You believe me as this prophet? There's something wrong with you. Been wrong a long time, hasn't it? You got my identity. Isn't that right? Stand up on your feet and receive your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's say praise be to God. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Only believe. Why are you sitting there, colored lady? Put your hand up. Do you believe I am God's prophet? That he sent me to help you? Do you believe that I will be able by God to know what's wrong with you? You've had a misunderstood life, haven't you? Many times, many heartaches and trials you went through. I see something dark, grief hanging down a long road behind you. But you've changed now. You're suffering with a stomach trouble, aren't you? Isn't that right? Stand up on your feet and receive your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus to be made well. Let's say praise be to God. Way back there. Sitting there with that yellow looking, he kept looking this way for sincere. You were praying a few moments ago. I noticed it. I felt something pull me. I don't know what's wrong with you yet, but God is able to reveal to me and tell me what is wrong with you. Do you believe that? Would you stand up just a minute? So you get above a boy here in front of you, a lady trying to pull. Just a moment. And get you just above the rest. Do you believe me as this prophet? Do you believe that what I said is the truth? Your faith, you believe in God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit? You believe in that? And you believe in me as this prophet? Is that right? It's a blood condition. Your anemia. Is that right? Raise up your hand. Receive your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's praise God. That's just another lady sitting by you there with a peak looking hat on. Say your praise. You believe, lady? You do. You believe me to be his prophet? You expect it the same way? You believe that I'll be able to tell you what's wrong with you? You believe the presence of God is here? And my testimony that Jesus Christ healed you 1900 years ago is made visible to you now? Do you believe that? Nervous condition, isn't that right? You think you're losing your mind and everything. You just devil beat me around the stump everywhere. Is that right? Go home in the name of the Lord Jesus to receive your healing, for he's made you well. Let's say praise be to God. You believe him? Here's such a poem, he's sitting there, hands wiggling around the air. A young looking girl. Yes, there's something strange about that woman. I feel now a real strange spirit moving from her. It's right down here to this end, and it's a young looking woman. And something's beating right now just as hard, like a dark breath coming this way. It's horrible looking. Oh, it's epilepsy. This lady sitting on the end is a suffer of epilepsy. Is that right, lady? If it is, stand up on your feet.
The Lord Jesus Christ bless you, lady, and take those things.
Hallelujah.
You believe?